I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chaleos with your daily coronavirus update. The state today is reporting 259 new cases of COVID-19 and 13 additional deaths. 10 of those deaths happened before the 1st of April. The state is now approaching 400,000 positive cases over the course of the pandemic. 143 people are currently hospitalized. You might get an email or a letter soon from your school offering summer classes for the first time or a bigger program to make up for pandemic learning loss. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Normal years can typically see a summer slide when kids take off for months. This year, more schools and community groups are trying to get students into academic classes over the summer.
Just really emphasizing the great opportunity we have to finish the learning that's happened.
Camille Sheik is an education specialist at the Utah State Board of Education. She says the groups and schools are getting money from the federal coronavirus relief bill and American Relief Act. Kids who stayed in virtual or remote learning may especially need the extra classes to catch up. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The president is setting a new target of vaccinating 70% of adult Americans by July 4th. The Biden administration is also changing how it allocates COVID-19 shots to states. Doses will be given to states with higher demand and stronger interest in vaccines. The change away from a strict by-population allocation comes as demand for the coronavirus vaccines has dropped nationwide. Now, when states decline the vaccine that they have been allocated, the surplus will shift to states still awaiting doses. The success of the coronavirus vaccine is giving drug maker Pfizer a huge financial boost. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The Pfizer vaccine was the first authorized by health regulators, and Chief Executive Albert Bourla made clear during an earnings call it is boosting profits.
The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine contributed $3.5 billion in global revenues during the first quarter.
For the full year, Bourla said Pfizer expects to make $26 billion in revenue from sales of the vaccine. The FDA is expected any day now to authorize it for use in 12 to 15-year-olds, and Bourla said Pfizer would ask for authorization in September to give the vaccine to younger children. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
First came coronavirus, now come the mutations. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from Texas, where the overall COVID numbers continue to fall.
The problem is that the five COVID variants that are most concerning to the CDC are infecting more people in this state. Here, as elsewhere, health officials say too many people are missing their second doses.
Yes, they are protected between 70% and 80%, but it's not that 95% protection that we want everyone to have.
Hospital pharmacy director Renisha Ford says the slowdown in vaccinations has created a surplus in vaccine, which makes getting the shot substantially easier. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.